You're listening to Morning Edition on KUNR. I'm Bree Zunder. A proposed constitutional amendment aimed at appointing judges and a measure that would have legalized physician-assisted suicide were among the victims of the latest deadline in Nevada's 2019 legislative session. I'm joined now live in the studio by KUNR's political reporter Paul Boger to get the latest. Paul, welcome.
Thanks so much.
So tell me about this latest deadline.
Absolutely. Yesterday marked the final day lawmakers could take any action on bills that originated in their own house. Whether that was amending a bill or simply passing legislation onto the next chamber, if it didn't get done, then it's dead.
Did a lot of bills die?
Well, not really, no. I would say just a handful, but there was some interesting legislation among them that I did want to point out and touch on for just a moment. First being Las Vegas Senator David Park's physician-assisted suicide measure that got the boot. The measure would have allowed terminally ill patients in Nevada to work with doctors to get life-ending drugs. You know, that's a very simple explanation, but that measure was passed out of committee, but quickly tabled once it hit the Senate floor. I think in large part because it likely didn't have the votes, and it's not necessarily a partisan issue. It's one that could have potentially created a lot of debate within individual caucuses, and I don't think the leadership had the stomach for that right now. There was also a measure that would have prevented law enforcement, local law enforcement, from working with federal immigration officials unless there's probable cause that a crime had been committed. That was Assemblyman Edgar Flores' bill. That's gone. A proposed constitutional amendment that would have made judges in Nevada an appointed position instead of elected is also dead. And finally, the last measure I think I should mention is SB 438. As written, the bill would have allowed law enforcement to use confessions as the sole requirement for convictions in certain crimes. You know, that was potentially problematic, and that was once again tabled and then never touched.
Well, what's still alive at this point?
Well, hundreds of bills. Obviously, too many to name here, but I will touch on some of those highlights. Of course, the big labor reforms are progressing. Those include the minimum wage increase, reinstating prevailing wages for public construction projects, collective bargaining for state workers. All that is still being considered. On the environmental side of things, Governor Sisolak signed into law the new RPS standards that mirrored the popular proposed constitutional amendment, requiring that they get half their power, or utilities get half their power from renewable sources by 2030. That's now law, as a matter of fact. There's also a measure that's meant to expand access to rooftop solar. That's coming down the pike. There's also a couple of interesting criminal justice reform bills that are advancing. One would restore the voting rights to some felons after their release. That looked like it was going to be a fairly one-sided vote with Democrats in favor, but it did receive some bipartisan support from Northern Nevada Republicans like Jill Tolles, Al Kramer, and Lisa Krasner. So that's being sent to the Senate.
Paul, what does this mean for the rest of the session?
That's a good question. And what I find interesting about it is how late in the session lawmakers are waiting to pass bills. Since February, the governor has only signed five bills. Now, there's plenty of problems that occurred near the start of the session that caused some delay, whether that was poor staffing on the Legislative Council Bureau that delayed some of those draft requests, also the resignations of leadership. That really caused delays, but we're starting to round the corner to the finish line of this session, and the pace doesn't seem to be where it should be. All that being said, lawmakers will now head back to their committees and examine legislation from the other chamber, and that's the normal progression.
Paul, we'll have to leave it there. Thanks so much.
Thank you.